Our lesson this morning serves as an introduction into our topic today. It's a lesson on diligence.
今天早上的经文可以作为我们今天信息的一个引言。这些经文是关于殷勤。
The writer of the Hebrews is concerned about first century Hebrew Christians who were beginning to experience persecution.
希伯来书的作者关心的是当第一世纪的那些信徒他们开始受到了一些逼迫。
There was loss of employment, social shunning, and religious ostracism.
他们有的失去工作有的是被社会遗弃也有甚至被在宗教上被排斥。
It was because they believed that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah.
只是因为他们相信耶稣就是犹太人所盼望的救主。
This sixth chapter contains some rather stern warnings about the dangers of backing away from our commitment to Christ.
这个第六章的内容是给出了一些我们很严厉的警告，是关于如果我们从对主的承诺去往开倒车的话，会有什么样的严重的后果。
The writer is convinced that these people will not turn their backs on Jesus.
那当然，希伯来书的作者相信这些人并不会背离他们当初对主的承诺。
They had been models of love and commitment in the past.
在过去的年日，这些人是在信心和爱心上的榜样。
So he admonishes them with something we should all listen to as we stand between the opening of the solar and the lunar new year.
但是作者仍然准准地教导这些基督徒，所以这些教导呢，也是我们今天在我们面临的这个新年，不论是旧年、阴历年还是阳历年的开始的时候，我们也应该听到的一些教导。
We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope more sure. We don't want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
这里说我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤使你们有满足的指望一直到底并且不懈怠总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Remember that he is leading up to the hall of faith in the 11th chapter where he lists some wonderful examples of diligent faith.
请不要忘记在随后的11章这个作者就会讲到很多的在信心上成为我们榜样的人，我们通常把它叫做信心人物榜。
Our recent experience with the pandemic has certainly shown how many Christians how easy it is to lose our grip on lifelong habits.
刚刚过去的我们这些疫情的经历，让我们很多的基督徒都认识到，是在我们的生活里边，虽然有的事情是我们以为我们终生可以追求的，但是有多么容易让我们可以。在这些事情上松懈下来。
This includes even things that we once thought were central to our existence.
这些事情包括很多的事情我们以为曾经是我们生活的中心。
Today we want to look at the word in the New Testament that's translated diligence.
那今天我们想看一个词在新约里边它被翻译成殷勤。
Sometimes the translator uses earnestness, sometimes, zeal.
那有的时候翻译者也把它翻译成热心或者是热忱。
Where does diligence come from? And how is it encouraged as we face the new year together?
那当我们来到这个新年的时候，我们要看一看这个殷勤到底它是怎么来的，又是我们应该怎么在这件事情上相互劝勉。
First, we want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and look at our great example.
那第一件事情我们想翻到哥林多前书的第八章让我们看一个伟大的榜样。
The background of this has to do with the relief offering for the poverty-stricken persecuted believers in Palestine.
那这一段的背景是跟 在当时巴勒斯坦的基督徒受到逼迫，他受到这个贫穷和逼迫的击打，而需要一些救助的事情有关。
This offering would be for the same people that were addressed in our Hebrews passage.
那这些捐献呢，也关乎到我们在希伯来书里边提到的这些受逼迫的基督徒。
Gentile Christians in Europe had been challenged to help support the relief work in Palestine.
那在欧洲的这些基督徒曾经就面临着一个挑战，是要帮助这些在巴勒斯坦受到逼迫的基督徒。
Paul told them about the offering at the end of 1 Corinthians.
保罗曾经在哥林多前书的最后结束的时候告诉他们这件事情。
But Corinth had not taken the offering very seriously.
但是哥林多人没有把捐助的事情认真对待。
So at the beginning of this chapter, he tells him about the small poorer churches of Macedonia.
所以在这一章开始的时候，保罗就提到了一个例子，是规模不是很大，也不是很富裕的马其顿人的教会。
They first gave themselves to the Lord fully and then generously gave beyond their means to the offering.
那这些马其顿人首先是把自己完全的交给主，然后他们在这个捐助的事情上甚至做了超乎自己能力的捐献。
In contrast, this wealthy, much larger church at Corinth had little to show for a whole year's worth of collecting on this offering.
那与此相对照的是，这些居住在大城市又比较富裕的规模更大的教会，他们一年之后在成捐了一年之后所做的却不是那么多。
But in the end, Paul doesn't encourage them to outgive the Macedonians.
当然在这一章结束的时候，保罗并不是要鼓励他们捐助的比马其顿人更多。
Instead, he reminds them of the ultimate example of giving that should prompt and motivate every believer.
那反而呢，保罗是给出他们一个例子，是一个伟大的榜样，关于捐助的事情，而这个榜样是对应该激励到每一位信徒。
Look at verses 8 and 9.
我们看
I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这段在哥林多后书的第八章第八到九节。那我说这话乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
When Paul wants to test the sincerity of their love, the word that he uses for test in the Greek is the same word from which we get our word document in English.
当保罗说要试验他们的信心的时候，试验这个词保罗用的是一个希腊词，它的词根跟我们英语里边用的这个 document 就是记录这个词是同样的。
Nothing is said here about quantity.
它这里并没有讲数量。
It's the genuineness of their motivation or of their love that Paul looks at.
而这里讲的是爱心和动机的真诚。
He then gives them the greatest example of documented love.
所以然后他就给他们一个是一个伟大的榜样，是关乎被纪念的爱心。
Certainly other people can serve as inspirational examples of giving and sacrifice.
当然有很多人在捐助的事情上可以成为榜样。
But no matter how great the human example may be, in the end we can't fully know what's in the heart of other people.
但是不管一个人他在捐助的事情上做了多么大的事情，我们都没有办法知道人的心是怎么想的。
But we can know what is in the heart of God.
但是我们却知道神的心意如何。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说，因为你知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
No one can question this example.
没有人可以怀疑这一点。
The self-giving and self-impoverishment of the Son of God for us.Far surpasses any human example.
那我们主耶稣基督在自我奉献、自己成为贫穷这件事情上， 超过了人类所有有可能的榜样。
We have so recently celebrated the birth of Christ.
最近我们也庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
God the Son gave up the riches of his existence in heaven as a member of the Trinity.
耶稣基督作为在天上三一真神的其中的一位，他放弃了自己的特权。
He gave up his rights as God the Son to become the Son of God, confined even in the flesh of a tiny baby.
从圣子变成神的儿子，被捆锁在人的身体，甚至是一个小小的婴孩的身体里边。
Elsewhere, Paul says he emptied himself only to humble himself to the death of the cross.
在另外一处，保罗也说到，他倒空自己，自己卑微，并且死在十字架上。
There he paid the punishment for our sin.
在那里，他为我们的罪付上了代价。
And to show that God the Father accepted the substitution, the Father raised him from the dead.
那为了证明神接受了这个赎价，神让耶稣从死里复活。
As God the Son, no one was richer than he was.
作为神的儿子，没有人比他更富有了。
No one became poorer than he did.
然而，没有人比他更成为贫穷。
Alone upon the cross, the sins of the world were laid upon him.
在十字架上，世界上所有的罪被放在他的身上。
And it says that Jesus did this for your sakes.
那里说耶稣做这一切是为了你的益处。
Underline that.
这是非常关键的。
This is intensely personal.
这是非常个人的一个关系。
In doing all this, the Lord Jesus made all who believe on him rich.
经过他所摆上的，主耶稣基督把每一位信他的人都变成了富足的人。
Rich in salvation and eternal life.
在救恩和永生上富足。
Rich in the graces of love, joy and peace.
在爱、喜乐和和平的这个喜乐上富足。
And rich in the abundant life of meaning and purpose.For the here and now.
对于生活的意义和目的，有一个丰盛的人生，在这一方面我们称为富足。
This is the origin and source of our diligence and earnestness, the documented love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们可以殷勤或者是热心的根源，是这个被纪念的爱的根源。
As a teenager, I used to sing this simple chorus.
当我十几岁的时候，我经常唱一首歌的，这是一个副歌。
After all he's done for me, after all he's done for me, how can I do less than give him my best and live for him completely? After all he's done for me,
他已为我做一切，他已为我做一切，我怎能不把最好的献给他，献我一生为他活？他已为我做一切。
That is our great example that prompts diligence as a response.
这是我们一个伟大的榜样，激励我们有这样的殷勤。
And then I want us to see that diligence is prompted by our guilty experience.
下面我们要讲一下我们的殷勤是可以被什么激发呢？是被我们内心的罪疚感。
Turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.Beginning in verse 8.
我们看哥林多后书第七章从第八节开始。
Paul was not only disturbed by their lack of earnestness over the relief offering.
当然关于哥林多人在捐奉的事情上没有很热心，这并不是仅仅一件事情让保罗的心思受到搅扰。
They had also shown very little concern over some very serious sins in the church.That he had founded a few years before.
另外一件事情让保罗受到搅扰的是，他们对教会里边发生的一些很严重的事情采取漠视的态度，而这个教会是保罗几年前刚刚建立的。
He had dealt with these problems in 1 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书提到了这些问题。
He had also been very direct with them, so he was concerned how they reacted to the tone of his rebukes.
所以保罗因为 在那封书信里边对这件事情说得非常直接，所以他就很关心是不是这些人对他的这种语气是什么样的反应。
Every pastor knows about those feelings.
所有的牧者都知道这种感觉。
He had sent Titus to see about these things.
所以保罗打发提多到那里看看状况如何。
Titus had returned with great news.
那当然，提多带回来的是非常好的消息。
The Corinthians had taken Paul's letter to heart.
哥林多人把保罗讲的事情真的是认真对待了。
It had produced in them what Paul calls godly sorrow.
而且在他们中间所产生的一种情绪是保罗称作随着神的意思忧愁。
For you became sorrowful as God intended, and were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow leads to death.
第九节和第十节讲到说，你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
I wonder if any of us have known something of this godly sorrow.
我不知道我们中间有多少人知道这种依着神的意思忧愁是什么意思。
This genuine guilt experience of conviction of sin and repentance before God.
这是因着定罪而我们内心有的一种真诚的负罪感，但是带出来的是在神面前的悔改。
Ours is a day of lightheartedness.
我们今天所处的时代是一个漠视对很多事情都不以为然的时期。
We laugh off every serious challenge, sometimes in the most irrational way.
那有的时候甚至我们用一些非常不合理的方式去把一些很重要的事情一笑而过。
Yet once in a while, something like what happened in the Cincinnati football game a couple of weeks ago makes the merry-go-round of fun stop.
但是你知道，就在几个星期以前，在辛辛那提发生了一件事情，是在这个打 football 橄榄球的球场上，那个事情一下子让这个节日的气氛戛然而止。
Suddenly, the issues of life and death, time and eternity intrude upon our fun.
突然之间，这个生死的事情，今生和来世的事情，一下子进入了人们喜笑的生活当中。
And in our generation, a light-hearted version of the Christian faith has entertained itself into popularity.
那在我们这一代，可惜的是，关于基督徒的信仰这个事情，也有一个漠不关心或者是漠视的这样一个版本，并且变得越来越普遍。
We forget that our God is holy and righteous and just.
我们忘记了我们的神是圣洁、公义和公正的神。
There is only one thing He can do with sin, and that is to judge it.
对于罪，神只能做一件事情，就是审判它。
In that light, I wonder if we have seen how bad our sin is.
那在这个光中，我们知道我们有没有看见我们的罪是有多么的败坏？
That it took the death and resurrection of the Son of God to forgive it.
那以至于他必须要用神的儿子的死和复活才得赦免。
That's one of the purposes of the Lord's Supper, to provide a regular reminder that it took the broken body and shed blood of our Savior to make us fit for God's presence.
这也是为什么主耶稣会设立饼杯，让我们不断地去纪念这件事情。只有通过主自己身体的裂开，宝血的流出，我们才能够与神同在。
I'm not suggesting that we dwell in a grim attitude of false sorrow all the time.
我并不是建议大家要落在这种世俗的忧愁里边。
But everyone who comes to Christ needs to know the godly sorrow that leads to repentance and salvation.
但是每一位愿意相信主的人都应该知道这种依着神的意思忧愁要把我们带到救恩和救恩的面前悔改。
And this ultimately leads to the deep joy of life in Jesus Christ.
这才是能够让我们在耶稣里边得到我们最深处的喜乐。
Then look at verse 11.
那让我们看第十一节。
See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness.
你看你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的热情。中文在这里翻译成殷勤。
Diligence is the first product of godly sorrow that Paul mentions.
所以殷勤就是依着神的意思忧愁而生出的第一个果子。
Jesus reminds us that the one who is forgiven much loves much.
耶稣也曾经教导我们说，那个被赦免的多，他的爱就多。
So diligence is motivated by our great example.
所以殷勤可以被我们这个伟大的榜样来激发出来。
And it is also motivated by our guilt experience that turns into the freedom that comes from the love and forgiveness of God.
当然也可以因着神的这个赦免，我们可以把自己内心的罪疚感依着神的意思忧愁而带出的自由，这个事情也可以激发我们的殷勤。
And then as we turn to Romans 12, we see diligence as our genuineness exhibited.
那我们再看罗马书十二章，那里讲到我们的殷勤是可以通过我们生活的实际反映出来的。
In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul gives us the deepest, richest explanation of the Christian faith.
在罗马书里边，我们都知道保罗给我们对救恩做出了非常深刻和丰富的解释。
And then he gives us this uplifting chapter that defines what the genuine Christian life looks like.
那然后他就在这十二章给让我们看到一个基督徒的生活应该是怎么样才能活出我们真诚的殷勤。
Many of us have memorized the opening verses.
那么很多人都记得十二章开始的这几节经文。
They talk about how our behavior is the response of love and worship to the Lord for His mercies.
那里讲到我们的行为实际上是我们对神的怜悯而有的一种自然的反应。
They express a heart desire to please the Lord.
那里是我们有一个心愿意去讨主的喜悦。
And then in the next few verses, this genuineness is to be lived out in the fellowship of the church.
然后在下面的几节，保罗就讲到这种真诚的殷勤是可以在教会的团契生活里边活出来的。
It talks about each believer acting in faithfulness for the good of others in the fellowship.
那里讲到每一位信徒都可以在团契的生活里边活出这种对神的信实和弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
Now look at verse 9.
让我们看第九节。
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal.But keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
这里是讲到第九节到十三节。爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
We hardly need to comment on this list.
那我们很难对这样一个单子这些内容做，我们不需要做任何的解释。
And we certainly do not need to come up with New Year's resolutions of our own if we adopt this.
那如果我们能够持守这些的话，我们也肯定不会需要什么所谓的新年励志。
For today's message, however, I want only to point out verse 11.
但是就着今天的信息，我特别要指出第十一节。
Never be lacking in zeal.
那里讲到殷勤不可懒惰。
Zeal is the word we've been looking at.
这个热忱或者是殷勤这个词是我们一直在看的。
Paul goes on to restate the idea when he says, keep your spiritual fervor.
那保罗继续往前讲到说要保持这种热情，他说要心里火热。
there are a lot of instructions here, but this is the only one that's not only restated, but it adds a command to it.
那这里边有很多的教导，但是这一条不光光是被重复了，而且它加上了一条命令。
That command suggests how to maintain zeal.
这条命令告诉我们如何保持殷勤。
By serving the Lord.
是通过侍奉主来做的殷勤。
You know, sometimes being part of a church has its discouragements.
我们知道有的时候作为教会的一员好像是令人沮丧的。
Church work is often thankless and unappreciated.
那教会里边做的工作经常不被人纪念，不被人感谢。
There can even be conflict and things hard to understand.
那甚至有的时候会有冲突，甚至有的时候我们觉得不可理喻。
It's tempting to excuse ourselves from responsibilities.
有的时候我们会因着回避责任而寻找借口。
At such times, it's good to look at verse 11.
如果有任何这样的事情，我们就应该看第九节。
When we feel our zeal draining away.
对不起，是十一节。当我们觉得我们的热心慢慢减退了。
When it's hard to keep fervor up.
那觉得非常困难去保持我们在主里边的热心。
It remember that we ultimately serve the Lord of mercies.
那我们要知道我们其归根结底我们服侍的是有怜悯的主。
It's part of our reasonable response to what he's done for us.
那这是我们对主所为我们所摆上的一种合理的回应。
Remember when Paul encouraged believers who were slaves?
大家记不记得保罗曾经鼓励那些做奴隶的基督徒？
He told them that sincere service to their earthly masters was God's way.
他告诉他们，你用真心服侍你在地上的主人，这是神所指教的。
And this was possible because ultimately it was the Lord Christ whom you serve.
这是可以做到的，因为服侍主，我们终极的服侍的是主自己。
Many years ago, I was serving my second church.
很多年前，我在我所服侍的第二个教会。
It was not a large church.
不是一个很大的教会。
They'd been in a new building for about 10 years.
他们在一个新的建筑里边聚会大概10年的时间了。
After a few months, it dawned on me that there was nothing in the budget for cleaning the building.
那过了几个月，我才忽然发现，在这个教会的预算里面竟然没有清洁的小花费。
But the building was beautifully kept.
但是每一个房间都非常好的整洁的保持。
I kept regular hours in my study, but I never saw anyone clean.
那我在正常工作的时间一直在我的书房里边，但是从来没有看见任何人来打扫过。
So I asked who cleaned and when.
所以我就问是谁在什么时候来整理的呢？
It was then I was introduced to Florence Knight.
那时候大家就介绍我认识这个叫弗洛伦斯 Knight 这一位。
I had recognized the name from the list of church members.
其实从教会的会员名单上我已经看到这个名字。
And I had seen her come late and leave early from church services.
那在聚会里边，我也看到她经常是来得晚，走得早。
But I finally got to hear her story.
但是后来我慢慢知道了她的故事。
She was an older, poor, uneducated, tiny woman from the state of Maine.
她是从缅因州来的，是一个不是很富裕的，没有受过教育的。身材渺小的一个女人。
She had come to Massachusetts to work in a factory years before.
她几年前来到马萨诸塞州，在一个工厂工作。
Her husband had abandoned her and left her with a small family which she had already raised.
几年前她的丈夫抛弃了她，她就一直自己抚养一个不是很大的家庭。
When the factory closed,She resorted to domestic work, cleaning houses.
那当这个工厂关闭之后，她就不得不去做家政的工作，帮人打扫房间。
As a young woman, she had come to accept the Lord Jesus as her personal savior.
当她年轻的时候，她接受了耶稣基督做她的救主。
She was an ardent Christian who, despite her hard life, still glowed with the love of the Lord.
她是一个非常热心的基督徒，虽然面对生活里面的很多艰辛，但是在热心服侍主的事情上，她一直是很突出的。
At that time, her employment was to care for a wealthy elderly lady in the lady's home.
那在那个时间，她就被雇佣啊，一个比较富有的年长的妇女雇佣她，在她的家里边工作。
She was housekeeper, cook, nurse, and chauffeur.
啊，她是她在家里边帮助她打扫，帮助她做饭，甚至也承担了护士和司机的角色。
She did her best to get to church as much as she could.
但是她是想尽一切办法要到教会来。
Then she explained.
所以她就跟我解释。
Pastor, I love the Lord so much and I want to serve him, but my only talent is I can clean.
她说牧师我那么爱主我愿意服侍他但是我仅有的才干就是清洁。
And the only time I have free is after I get my patient in bed, so that's when I come to church and clean.
而我仅有的时间是当我的这个我服侍的人只有把他们服侍上床之后我才有时间就是那个时候我来教会做清洁的工作。
Hundreds of Christians since that time.
那在那之后我又遇到成百成百的基督徒。
And I would be hard-pressed to find a Christian who more maintained her zeal.
你会觉得很难发现有其他的基督徒比他像他这样更有热心的。
She was fervent in spirit, serving the Lord with a genuine heart.
他用他真诚的心在神在灵里边的火热服侍他的主。
Diligence in serving the Lord among His people is one way of exhibiting our genuineness.
热心的在神的子民中间服侍。就是我们可以显示我们真正的信心的一个方法。
And then lastly, we want to look at our diligence as our growth evidence.
那最后我们想一起看一下这个殷勤实际上是我们生命成长的证据。
Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
让我们看彼得后书第一章。
Peter also writes to the early Christians under persecution.
那彼得也曾经写信给早期的基督徒，是那些受压迫的基督徒。
It is interesting that suffering under official persecution was not an excuse to let up on being an earnest Christian.
那非常有意思的是，你会看到受逼迫并不能成为一个基督徒可以发热心殷勤的一个障碍的借口。
Look at verse 3.
那我们看第三节。
Peter reminds them first of a very precious truth. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
那里彼得指出来一个非常神圣的事实。他说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
Dear friends, do you believe that?
朋友们你相信这一个吗？
Do you believe that we have in this book and through the Holy Spirit's presence in our life all that we need for time and eternity?
那我们会不会相信就是从这本圣经里边的就是从我们日常生活里边圣灵的同在里边我们可以得到今生和来世所需要的一切。
Then he says we have these things through our knowledge of him who has called us by glory and goodness.Through these, he has given us very great and precious promises.
他那里又讲到他给我们这样的应许是因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。因此他又将宝贵极大的应许赐给我们。
And if we believe the promises, then the next command shouldn't surprise us.
如果我们相信这个应许那后面的命令就 不奇怪了。
It is the verb form of our word for diligence.
那就是我们一直在讲的这个殷勤这个词的动词形式。
Make every effort to add to your faith.
那里讲到说要更当殷勤在你的信心上又加上殷勤。
Be diligent, be earnest, be zealous to grow in the fruit of the Holy Spirit that He wants to produce in your life and mine.
要殷勤、热心、热忱，让我们可以在圣灵所要我们结出的果子上长进。
Peter goes on in this letter to warn of how the Lord's second coming will put an end to everything except those things that the Holy Spirit produces in our lives.
那当然，后来彼得也警告说，主的再来将会终结所有的事情，除非他是可以被带到永远的，而能够被带到永远的事情，才是我们需要在其中长进的。
What endures to eternity are the things that we are encouraged to grow in.
那只有那些在永可以被带进永久的，才是我们被鼓励要长进的。
And then he goes on. He ends the letter in the third chapter. He goes on to say again, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him.
那在第三章的结尾，彼得又继续说，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
There is nothing more important than to know Christ in His love and forgiveness.
那没有任何事情比认识主和他的爱和他的赦免更重要的了。
And His final charge is this.
彼得最后的话是这样说的。
But grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
Don't neglect so great a salvation.
不要忽视这么大的救恩。
Be diligent in the year ahead to make progress as a Christian.
那在面临这个新的一年的时候，我们要殷勤，让我们可以在基督的信心里面长进。
One of my mentors back in Boston used to say often,
那在波士顿的时候，我其中一个带领我的人经常说，
Grow in grace or you will groan in disgrace.
要在恩典里边长进，免得在羞辱中悲哀。
And certainly we'll want to be among those with whom the Lord is well pleased, growing in our Christian life in the year ahead.
那当然在新的一年里边，我们希望跟那些爱主愿意讨主喜悦的人在一起，一起在信心里边长进。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父，
draw near to us all at this season of the new year.
在这个新的一年开始的时候，请让我们与你亲近。
Help us repent of all those things of your word that we have not taken seriously.
在很多的你的教导上，如果我们没有认真对待，请你赦免我们。
By your grace and mercy, grant to us all a heart of diligence to grow in grace in the year ahead.
因着你的恩典和怜悯，请给我们一颗心，让我们愿意殷勤来追求你。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督，我们救主的名祷告。Amen.